The rule of the woman's praying at the mosque.
Dear Muslim scholar, tell me about the rule of the woman's praying at the mosque.
God's messenger, communication with Allah and peace are through him, elucidated that matter a definite elucidation, and no personal interpretive opinions concerning texts. When Hamid al-Ansariyah, the wife of Abu Hamid al-Sa'idi, said, after she had honestly embraced Islam and loved God's messenger, a sacred love in God, and she liked accompanying him spiritually and praying with him, O messenger of Allah, I like praying with you. That is, she wants to pray with him at the mosque. Then he, communication with Allah and peace are through him, said, I have already known that you like to pray with me, but your praying in your bedroom is better than yours in another room, and your praying in any room is better than yours in your house courtyard, and your praying in your house courtyard is better than yours in the mosque. Then this truthful woman did nothing but order to have a place for praying built at the farthest and most dark corner of her house, in order to gather herself wholly to God when praying. So she prayed in it until she died and met God, the Great and the Almighty. It was quoted from Salama, may God be pleased with her, mother of the believers, that she said, the Prophet, communication with Allah and peace are through him, said, the best mosques for women are the floor of their private rooms. So, the woman's praying in her room, her private room, for its complete covering, is better than hers in the courtyard. And it was cited from the Prophet that he said, the woman's praying in her bedroom is better than hers in any room, and her praying in her private room is better than hers in her bedroom. The private room is the little room inside the big one, in which the valuable properties are kept. It is derived from the root cheating, which means hiding the precious thing. Then, the greater the woman's covering, the better her praying. God's messenger, communication with Allah and peace are through him, said, the woman is pudendum. If she gets out, the devil will adorn her. That is, he receives her and beautifies her in men's eyes in order to seduce her and to tempt them with her, aiming to let one of them fall in charisma, then in destruction. And this great interest in hiding the woman is but to bury the charisma caused by women when leaving of their houses. He, communication with Allah and peace are through him, said, we don't consent of the charisma. And the charisma is asleep. Allah's curse befalls him who awakes it. This matter is confirmed by God's saying, O consorts of the Prophet, ye are not like any of the other women. If ye achieved Allah's light, being protected against ill desires, be not too complacent of speech, lest one in whose heart is disease should be moved with desire. Show discretion in what you say, and stay in your houses, and make not a dazzling display like that of the former time of ignorance, and establish the communication with God, and attain the purification to yourselves, and obey God and His Messenger. Indeed, Allah seeks to remove evil deeds from you, consorts of the Prophet, and to purify you. Mention that are recited to you in your homes of Allah's revelations, verses, and the wisdom of it. Benignant is Allah and all-knowing. The Holy Quran, Fortress 33, Al-Ahzab, the combined clans, verse 33-34. Indeed, though the speech is addressed to the mothers of believers, who are the ideals, nonetheless, it surely implies the believers' women. And there is a legal rule that says, the generality of the word is that which has to be taken into consideration, not the specificity of the reason. Then, God the Almighty ordered women to stay in their houses, to establish the communication with Him, attain the purification of themselves, and obey Allah and His Messenger. Then to mention, before the other believing women, what is recited to them in their homes, not in the mosques, of Allah's verses and the wisdom of them. That is God's law. The true, honest Prophet, communication with Allah and peace are through him, said, seek the opinion of your heart, your conscience. Even if the muftis have given you a legal opinion, we follow but Allah's book and His Messenger's Sunnah. So men have their own world and women have theirs in the religion of Islam. We do not accept letting the mosques be like museums where men mix with women, for their hearts will then turn away from God and true communication with Him, and as a result, they will be corrupted. The worldly life and the afterlife are like the woman and the fellow wife. They do not get together. And if we gather them, we shall do away with the religion from its roots. Therefore, we shall not accept mankind's speech instead of Allah's, the Great. And who has a better law than Allah for people seeking certainty? It is He who has sent down, revealed, the book, detailing and elucidating everything.